girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Excuse me, miss. But you seem to have stolen my heart. Luckily, I have 3 or 4 in my freezer.
Oh, dang.
After he says that, whatever you do, don't call the FBI
sure
to launch a full-scale investigation. Instead, tell him that he's cute in a weird kind of way.
No.
And that you'd like to get even weirder in private. And that's when you give him the phone number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, remember we met at on Thursday, and you said on Friday night we can go to, well, I showed up, and I waited for, like, an hour, and you never showed up. But, you know, that's fine, you're probably busy. I just woke up, though, because I had this really, like, I don't know, I had a dream about you. I feel like you're the one. You're really cute, you're really a nice guy, so call me back.
Next message.
See, I started off with that creepy voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He called in today. For the Loser Line.
Wow, first message.
He read somewhere that your wake-up voice is your sexy voice, and that's why he dialed that soon.
Definitely not sexy.
No, especially the, you're the what?
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, it's Brian. Met you over at club, and you said that you really liked my shirt, and I mentioned that I got it from the rack, and it was on sale, and you said you like a guy who knows good value, and I'm totally that guy. I know a good deal when I see it. So here is what I'm going to propose to you for our date. I have a Groupon for some movie tickets, and I thought after the movie we could go have dinner at Outback Steakhouse. I actually have 25% off that restaurant. That's a good value. and then I thought maybe a little dessert afterward. Thinking maybe Cold Stone Creamery, get an ice cream.
Hey.
I've got a coupon for buy one, get one free on the like it size. It's not the love it size, not quite, but if you want, you can have some of mine. We can share. So there you go. If you're looking for a guy that knows how to stretch a buck, then give me a call and take advantage of this love coupon before it runs out. Expiration date. 24 hours.
Next message.
See, guys, there's an art to picking up on certain things that girls say and going with a joke. Like she said, oh, I like a guy who knows a deal.
Yeah.
Maybe wait till you go on the date and be like, I got a coupon for this. Ha, that's it. That's done with the joke instead of setting up a whole date based around bargains.
I don't think that was a joke, Jubal. I think he was legitimately stoked at the deals that he was scoring.
He
didn't even say he was going to let her upgrade to the love it size. He just said, you can have some of mine.
He was, but the whole reason he was doing it was because she made a comment about bargains.
Right,
so he's
like,
oh, quit. Right. I got how to connect with her. I got it. I'm just going to do deals all day long. She'll think it's so cute. Instead, he just called the Loser Line. Here's another message.
First unheard message.
I'm sorry for leaving all of these messages back to back, you know, I've been trying to call you like all week, you know, and it's like I don't understand, like, what's the problem? Like, I'm sorry, I know things went left field. I shouldn't have said what I said, you know, but I'm gonna try better next time, you know, and call me back, please. Just call. I mean, you know, you don't got anything else better to do, right? And I know the other guy, he's treating you like all the time, you know. Just give me a call back.
Next message.
It sounds like when he got the Loser Line, he must have been very rude to her and then be like, hey, but can I get your number? Because he said something rude, then he still asked for the number, and she obviously at that point was like, yeah, here, you can have the Loser Line phone
number. He's like the ultimate backwards apology guy. Like, I'm sorry, but like, you have anything better to do. Hey, a-hole.
Remember, if you want the number to the Loser Line, all you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll send you that phone number that you can give out to somebody who is hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you, so they can call us instead and leave voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hi, I know this might sound kind of strange. You don't know my name. I don't know your name, but 3 days ago, you were driving beside me down there on the interstate, and I know you were checking me out, and I was checking you out. And anyway, I wrote down your license plate, and I have a buddy of mine. He works for the Department of Transportation, and and he was able to get your phone number for me, and I don't know, I thought you were really cute. I thought there was some chemistry going on there, you know, just smiling, and saw you putting your fingers through your hair and everything, and I know this might sound really creepy to you, but I'm not a creepy type guy. I just really, really would like to take you out. I mean, I could tell the way you were smiling at me and looking at me, you know, right? And if you could call me back, man, I'd really, really appreciate it. I was like, I'm never going to see that girl again. I want to see her so bad, and luckily I have a connection, you know. Yeah. I thought you were really, really cute. Don't want to creep you out or anything. I hope you call me back, because I would love to talk to you again and take you out and do stuff.
Next message.
Oh my God.
Props to that guy's friend who gave him the message to the loser line rather than actually looking up her information in the DMV and giving him a real phone number.
Saved her life.
Oh my God. Seriously,
what
dude.
What a creep.
That guy was so bad.
Somebody just texted in at 785-92. They said, I'm about to leave my husband, and I will be avoiding the dating world like the plague when it's all over, thanks to the loser line.